Oh, you and my little brat tried to steal my wallet. What are you doing here?
I was walking past and I saw you sleeping.
Oh, you thought you'd invite yourself over.
It's not your seat. I can sit here if I like. Do you have any food?
I might.
I'm really hungry.
Say the magic word. You do remember someone teaching you the magic word.
I know what it is.
Well, then say it. If you want the food, you have to say the word.
Please.
Andrea Litteris is playing the character of Ranger, and also Rosie Bray is playing the character of Bee that we've just heard. Rosie, you're only 11 years of age. What's it like to play a homeless girl who's that young?
I don't know. It's kind of cool because all my friends at school, they're all coming to see it, and so, yeah.
What do you think of this character, Bee?
I don't think she's actually very much like me because she's really tough and all that, and I'm not actually very tough, and so it's kind of hard.
Andre, you're playing the character of Ranger, who's, well, tell me a bit more about who Ranger is.
He's a homeless man. We don't know a lot about his backstory. There are glimpses into it that he has a family. He has a daughter who's about the same age as Bee, and I think that's partly the bond that is built between them, that he feels a little bit that he wants to take care of her, so there's a bit of a link. Well, actually, she sort of also takes care of him. She sort of takes him under her wing more than anything else. But there's that connection between the two of them.
Watching the two of you play that scene out where she asks you to be her father was heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's a beautiful scene to play. It's a lovely character and a lovely concept from the writer. And it is. It's really, really emotional at times to sort of play that being torn, you know, someone pretending to be someone's father while he's yearning about his own daughter that he doesn't see anymore, that he doesn't know anymore. He's been on the streets for quite a while, we assume. There's some references to him, you know, having been to court and issues over custody. And so it's a very tragic story.
When's her birthday?
Whose?
Your daughter.
November the 30th.
Did you send her any presents?
No. I don't even know where she lives.
Well, sir, I'd be really mad.
Lucky or not, then.
Well, what if she lived on the streets like me? What would you do then?
I hope she's not on the streets.
But what if she was? Would you look after her?
I don't know. If I saw her, maybe I would.
You're such a liar. You don't even care about her. She could be looking for you and you wouldn't even know. I think my real dad might be trying to find me.
How do you know?
Haven't seen him for ages. I really don't know what I'd say if I did see him. Could you pretend to be my dad?
What?
Could you pretend to be my dad? Like a game?
No. I don't like games.
Tracy, I've just watched Andrea and Rosie do that scene. Are you pretty happy with it?
Yeah, I'm really happy with the way those two are acting together, yeah.
What are some of the other stories that come to light in the play, The House at the End of the Line?
There's quite a few characters, so there's quite a few stories. Another interesting one, I guess, is about Gabriel, who comes to Ballarat from Darwin to meet the love of his life, and he's a man who has cerebral palsy. So the community of Reeds all gather around him and support him, and that's based on a true story, a real person who travelled to Reeds from interstate
and met their love of their life via online.
Yes, and I won't tell you what happens at the end of the play, so you have to come and see the play to find out. There's also a man called Danny who comes here, and he's really struggling with some mental health issues. There's Mum who looks after everyone at Reeds. Oh, look, there's a whole range of people. There's Robert who loves his cassette player, and he's got lots of songs. He sees himself as a songwriter, and who else? Lots of people.
And Thomas Banks, the actor, has cerebral palsy, and he's playing that character you mentioned.
Yeah, that's right, and Tom's doing a fantastic job. We want the characters to be believable. We would like the audience to see them as real people and engage with these stories so that they can understand a bit more about what life is like for people who live at Reeds.
Well, the play is based on your experience there over a month, meeting people and hearing those stories.
Yeah, that's right. I've reimagined some of the plot devices, I guess. But all of the people are based on people that I've met or people... The homeless man I didn't meet, but there are a number of people who live at Reeds now who have been homeless. So they're the kind of stories that I want to tell. There's also a character that I didn't meet who is John Reed, Johan Reed, who is the man who set up Reed's Coffee Palace. So he's a character in the play as well.
What does he do?
He introduces the play. He welcomes people to his beautiful building that he's built to invite, you know, he invites the travellers in to look at his 100 amazingly beautiful rooms. And he's like the host.
And Tracy, you open at the Mining Exchange on Wednesday the 16th of October. How are you feeling about opening and performing in that space?
Really looking forward to it. You know, this is a new work. So in many ways, we've got plans. I've been preparing for this for a year now. So I have a sense of how it's going to go, but in a way I won't know until we see everything on the floor, how it's going to look. So I'm really excited. And rehearsals are going really well. They've got fantastic actors. They're really skilled. So each character is coming to life now and we're having a lot of fun.
How are you hoping the audience responds to the performance?
I hope they feel they become engaged with the story and the characters. I hope they're really moved by the stories and by the experiences of the character. And I hope that they leave, at the end of the play, they feel as though they understand the world of these characters a little bit more and that, you know, we're all human.